Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Don't you just hate it when you think you've got a boss pattern nailed or a tricky platforming section memorized and then you manage to bite the big one? It is a pain that cuts deep for most players, due in part to the frustration felt on not being able to get the sequence right, but also because of this. The humble game over screen. It might not seem like much at first glance, but this, right here, this is like a tombstone over your failures, a monument to everyone watching and yourself that you simply weren't good enough. The concept of a game over screen is one that is still hotly debated when it comes to its value in the current gaming industry. I mean, we've moved on from coin slots and arcades, but still have to have a way of informing gamers that they've lost. Some have managed to make this process entertaining, like the Mortal Kombat fatalities, but some, as is the case of this list, well, they went the other way. So let's have a chat. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 game over screens that pissed you off the most. Number 10, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. So let's begin with one of the newer games on this list. And yes, it counts as a new game, Scott Telford. I won't let you tell me otherwise. Now, this selection of games is well known for being a franchise that actually got easier as time went on, with the third game being a varied and colourful breeze compared to the horrible and challenging first game. And as you might expect from a game which includes sections like this, this, and, oh yes, the high road, game overs were pretty commonplace amongst a player base, and the sight of Aku Aku sneering over you as you hammer the continue button again and again was infuriating to say the least. It's here that the game over idea seems especially moot, because this only sent you back to the level select in theory, but because it took time to load your save, get back to the level and try again, became truly aggravating. Also, it's now mandatory for me to say this, f*** the high road. Number 9, Friday the 13th NES. The more recent Friday the 13th game is up there with some of the best horror movie video game adaptations around, what with all the stalking and slashing there is to be done. But if you really want to see a horror show, try playing Friday the 13th on the NES. Gross. The core gameplay itself is extremely frustrating, given the absurdly cheap nature of Jason Voorhees' attacks and the little information the game actually provides you to help take him on. And also, if you've ever wanted to know what bees would sound like if they were insane, then this soundtrack is most definitely for you. Yet what really hammers this cheap and unfair message home is the game over screen, which flatly states, you and your friends are dead. It's passionless, it's so matter-of-fact, and that's why it pissed people off. Well, that and the fact that I saw this ending so many times because the game was utter wank. Number 8, Donkey Kong 64. Donkey Kong 64, despite its cutesy look and premise, is actually an infamously difficult platformer, and one which had a very special and annoyingly elaborate surprise in store for players who either quit the game or failed to defeat the final boss King K. Rool before the countdown timer ran out on his big old boxing match. If this happened, then you would incur a 40-second game over cutscene where K. Rool has retreated to his lair, and he laughs maniacally as he activates his doomsday machine, the Blast-O-Matic, which is then shown charging its laser while aimed directly at DK Isle. Only then does a game over message actually appear on screen. Though the game mercifully stops short of actually showing DK Isle being blown to smithereens, the implication is very sufficient, and making players sit through such a long failure sequence is so goddamn infuriating. And as if to give fans a firm reminder of the trauma they experienced as kids, the recent Super Smash Bros. Ultimate homages the game over sequence by having the Blast-O-Matic serve as K. Rool's final smash. Ugh. It's still too soon. Number 7, Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt is a game that half of you will remember as being an amazingly simple yet fun game from yesteryear, and the other half will have now been sent into a PTSD-induced panic because of this guy right here. This Duck Hunt dog is an absolute dickhead who shows up if you fail to shoot any ducks to laugh at your failures. Now this sound effect, much like the pleasured wails of your mum when I whip out the old meat bus, is something that ushers in pure dread to anyone who hears it. And things only get worse when you realise that the actual game over for this game sees the dog pop up once more to laugh at you again. And yes, that is my one per list. Though the game over music thankfully means that you're not forced to suffer through the sound effect again, this smug canine chucklehead laughing hysterically at your lack of progress is so linked to that noise that you could show me a still image and I'd be having waking nightmares all over again. No, Doc. Stop. No. Dog, please stop. I'll shoot all the ducks. I'll shoot them all. I'll shoot all the ducks. Number 6, Zone of the Enders. Hideo Kojima loves his game over screens, and that snake is up there for me as one of his best. I don't know why, but the idea of somebody yelling at me about a slippery serpent doesn't actually piss me off, but the game over from Zone of Enders certainly did. If you're killed in one of the game's boss fights, then the boss will rattle off a quick one-liner as they cut you down before protagonist Leo lets out a cacophonously high-pitched death scream.
I got you now!
In fact, the way that it happens makes it seem like his actual kink is being humiliated and that he's letting his enders fly all over the screen, if you know what I mean. Then this lovely little screen will appear, often accompanied by a random insult such as your murderer calling you a stupid kid while questioning why you're so eager to die. Ouch, man, I'm already dead, you don't need to kick so hard. Number 5, Sonic the Hedgehog. There's perhaps no game over state more famously anxious than Sonic the Hedgehog's death by drowning. When Sonic is traversing an underwater environment and starts to run out of air, a pulse-quickening, urgent piece of alert music will play out, increasing its tempo as Sonic's situation becomes more and more dire until, if the player can't resurface, Sonic dies. This is followed up perfectly by the game's signature miserable game over music, laid over by the somber visage of the lovable hedgehog's final resting place at the ocean's depths. Sad, isn't it? Dying underwater in the earlier Sonic games stressed some players out enough that they'd actually play these levels with the TV muted, and I even had a housemate who would use this piece as a wake-up alarm because nothing would get him the f*** up and out of the house more than that track. Yeah, don't worry, mate. I'll just lie in bed now, being terrified every morning. Thank you for that. Number 4, Jack and Daxter, The Precursor Legacy. Naughty Dog's Jack and Daxter series is rightly beloved for many reasons, though its flagrantly obnoxious array of game over screens sure isn't one of them. When Jack dies, the game cuts to his exasperated sidekick, Daxter, standing over his body, and then we get berated by one of his sarcastic one-liners that, as you might guess from, I don't know, listening to him speak ever, is of course over-the-top, high-pitched, and testicles on cheese-grater levels of pain for your ears. Now, to be fair, some of these gags are pretty funny. The first time that you hear them, at least, and the charm wears off quickly. Trust me, after you've heard Daxter ask Jack's corpse if he can have his insect collection for the dozenth time, it is more groan-worthy dead weight than actually funny. Number 3, Scarface, The World Is Yours. 2006's Scarface, The World Is Yours is a video game that defied expectations for several reasons, namely being a rare adaptation of a classic movie which didn't actually suck, and actually having more to offer than just being a mere soulless GTA clone. But there are certainly aspects of the game's tone that feel a little jarring. Yes, Tony Montana likes to swear a lot, and the addition of the swear button was actually a pretty brilliant idea. But the problem is that the game went a little too far when it started putting swears into its game over screen, as if you died, you'd see "you f***ed up" plastered all across the screen every time you're killed. Like many of the game over screens on this list, it is amusing to begin with, but over the course of the game's entire playtime, it wears you down. Had it included a barrage of different insults, perhaps it wouldn't have been so annoying. But the worst thing is that this game made me think twice about how much I actually swear in real life, and that is one of the few pleasures I have left. Number 2, Resident Evil and Dark Souls. Because both the Resident Evil and Dark Souls games take a similar approach to dressing the player down for screwing up, I've decided to lump them together for the sake of added value. Don't say I'm not good to you. First up, the Resident Evil series is just so beautiful, I would kiss it on the mouth even though it's got no lips and smells like foot cheese. But this game over screen is something that I think a lot of us saw a ton as kids due to being munched on by all sorts of horrible nasties, and the words "you died" seemed like a final middle finger from beyond the grave. However, for some reason, this was changed to "you are dead," upon which Dark Souls was like, "well, I'm gonna have that, mate." The "you died" screen in those games is now synonymous with the experience. they even included it in the board game version as an in-box sleeve. P.S. If you like board games, then check out my new channel, Live and Let's Dice. It's been approved by What Culture, so I am allowed to plug it here. Yet, with Dark Souls and its kin, the games seem to be pointing out the most obvious thing in the world. Yes, I know that being hit by a massive tree or being launched off the edge of the world means that I'm dead. Thank you. Oh, what's that? A 30-minute slog to get just back here so that I can have it happen again? Great. Can you see why people got annoyed by this? And number one, Bokusuka Wars. And finally, we have a classic 1985 action strategy RPG in the form of Bokusuka Wars, which beat Resident Evil to the punch by more than a decade with its not-so-subtle game-over mockery. Now, Bokusuka Wars is quite infamous amongst retro gamers for its infuriating difficulty level due to the game's shambolically unresponsive controls. And if that doesn't get the playtime off on the wrong foot, then the cheeky game over screen will, which reads as such, "Wow, you lose. Brilliant." Now, granted, most contemporary players probably won't play Bokusuka Wars long enough for the screen to annoy them through repetition, but the audacity of delivering a game this shoddily made and then having the gall to poke fun at me for my failings? No, sir. You can get in the bloody bin. And there we go, those were 10 game over screens that piss you off the most. Let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Let me know, like I say. But before you go, I just want to say one thing. I hope you have a lovely day. Whatever you're getting up to, I hope that you absolutely smash it and achieve all of your goals. And you know what? Even if you are struggling to achieve them, that is perfectly fine. Don't put so much pressure on yourself each and every day to strive and waste all your energy on things that sometimes are outside of your control. Take a step back, evaluate what you can and cannot control, and remember, you can ask for help, because there's no weakness in that. No one's going to judge you for asking for a hand every once in a while. As always, I've been Jules, and go follow me at RetroJ with a zero over on Twitter. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.